It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955, and they supply a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. So it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, you can get free shipping for it by just mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. Micrometer will send you your new flow meter on the house, completely free of shipping charges. That's right, completely free of shipping. Free ship is the code. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. micrometer.com/ag. Officials are trying to determine what caused that massive sinkhole to develop at the Louisville Zoo. The zoo closed after the sinkhole, roughly 50 feet deep and almost the size of a football field, was discovered near the park's southwest corner, far from any animal exhibits. No animals or people were injured. An engineer who inspected that area said he doesn't believe the sinkhole was caused by a 3.4 magnitude earthquake some 30 miles northeast of Knoxville, Tennessee, day before yesterday. It's expected to take several days before the Illinois State Fire Marshal can fully investigate the scene of a southwest Illinois house fire, where a Godfrey, Illinois firefighter died this week. Ice and debris are making that investigation difficult. Captain Jake Ringering's father, Larry, was a longtime fire chief at East Alton, Illinois. His grandfather, Ed Ballard, retired as a fire captain at East Alton. And that was the same department where a young Jake Ringering got his start as a firefighter. From This Week in Agribusiness, National Agriculture Day is coming up. It's coming up next week. The annual observance is actually a week from today, Thursday the 14th. If you're planning to observe National Ag Day in your community, you might get some ideas at their website, agday.org. You know, we often think of a stroke as something that only happens to older folks. But did you know that while they are most common among people over the age of 60, strokes can happen at any age? People were surprised to learn that actor Luke Perry, native of Ohio, had died from a stroke at the age of 52. But doctors say up to 10% of all strokes happen to people under 45. Hey, whatever happened to David Clark? Remember how you used to see the former sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, on Fox News all the time? Now we hear that the Stetson-wearing lawman has been effectively banned from Fox News. His last appearance there was more than a year ago. All of this comes from the Daily Beast, which the former sheriff refers to as the Daily Yeast. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.